You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is with us to take up the weather forecast. Drew, we probably ought to start in my part of the world with Thanksgiving Day. It looks a little gray, kind of cool, but at least not horrible. What do you see?
That's exactly right. It could be many, many, many times worse. So we'll have to just kind of take it as we can. For those folks that are going to be doing some traveling yet this afternoon and into the evening hours, we are going to still have to deal with a little bit of snow and a little wintry mix of precipitation that will be passing through the heart of the Midwest as we go through these next several hours. But there's not a lot of intensity to this. The moisture content in the atmosphere is low. I think the highest snowfall we saw last night in the upper Midwest was around 3.5 inches, although there was a couple of weird pocketed greater snows in Minnesota, but those don't count. I think we'll see a trace to an inch occurring most often across the heart of the Midwest with a potential for a couple of 1 to 2 inch amounts. But visibilities will always be low, or not low, will be high, and that we will be able to move through the region without a great deal of problems. But you will have to be a little bit careful. Thursday, though, looks to be a beautiful day. High pressure will be sitting right on the heart of the Midwest. Shouldn't be any precipitation close by. We'll probably stay relatively in a good shape even on Friday and Saturday with all the activity up across the Great Lakes region only.
Okay, now turn your attention to the global areas, northern growing regions for the winter wheat crop. Any concerns about it going into winter? There have been some pretty hard freezes. It's been really cold, not only here in the United States, but I think in Russia and Ukraine, too.
Yeah, there are a number of issues for wheat, not only from a cold temperature perspective, but also from a rainfall harvest issue for some of the southern hemisphere crops. Let me kind of march through all this real quickly. In Russia and parts of Ukraine, you mentioned them, they are looking at still snow-free conditions. Very unusual to have the snow-free conditions this late into the season. But there is still a large part of that region that is in that boat. And temperatures have been getting down into the lower single digits Fahrenheit here over the past couple of mornings. We're going to see this continuing all the way through the weekend into early next week with a slight chance for slightly cooler temperatures. So the risk of winter kill in parts of the former Soviet Union is relatively, we'll call it moderately high. There will likely be, probably the biggest concern about that region is the fact that the winter crops were not well established. So not only did they not have the snow, but they don't have a good root system either. In the U.S., of course, we've had problems with too much moisture, delayed planting in the heart of the Midwest. We have poor emergence. Some crops, some fields didn't even get planted. In the central U.S. plains, we also have hard red winter wheat that's hurting from moisture in some areas, also an emergence problem in a smaller portion of the central plains. And then down in the southern hemisphere, we, of course, have problems in southeastern Australia developing now with too much moisture expected next week in Victoria and the southeast corner of New South Wales. It's a pretty important wheat-producing area there. Argentina so far is holding the line, but it's harvest season there as well, and we have a couple of rain events coming up, but so far it doesn't look like it's going to be a real problem.
Drew, thanks so much. That, of course, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a great holiday.